Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio for believers in action.
It is exactly 10 o'clock. A very warm welcome. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the Thursday edition, Intimate Moments. We are at 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. DSTV channel audiobook 882. Thank you for joining us. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. Well, I suppose you know that you are loved, you are kept by the Lord. This is what we believe, regardless of our feelings or our situations where we find ourselves being in. No wonder the Bible says, "Behold what manner of love that the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the children of God." We believe the gospel. We believe in Christ. We believe everything that God has told us in His word. That's why many a times we can lift up our hands to the Lord and say, "You are such a great God." No wonder the Bible says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Good songs of worship tonight. Words of encouragement tonight. The Lord is in control. Let me just welcome you by this beautiful, beautiful song. Dr. Dumi Udumo.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Yeah, my family, that's how we come in and welcome you on Intimate Moments on your favorite top gospel radio station, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Well, remember Dr. Tumi Laya Uteri Udumo, because God deserves all our praises. We are people who believe. The word believe means to accept as true, to accept as real. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, according to the Bible. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You and I also believe in the power of prayer. Now, tonight, we shall be joined shortly by the servant of the Lord, Pastor Ephraim Mukou, talking about prayer. Now, Mark chapter 11, verse number 24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." When you believe, you are saying to the Lord, "It is true, it is true, and I accept it." In our walk with the Lord, Jesus wants us to believe and to have faith in the written word. Everything that we have comes from Him as a gift. Moreover, He has given us life. life, the breath of life. Back to the music, and we go straight into our discussion. Ah, Tumelo Nkawane. Na, I will never fear. Nkake Kaboifa.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Well, it is such a great, great, great evening, starting with good, good music on Intimate Moments. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. My family, we are sitting down now, wanting to hear from the Lord. No wonder you hear the Lord Jesus Christ, my family, praying for us in the book of John, the Gospel, chapter number 17. He says, I'm not praying that you should take them out of this world, but preserve them. Sanctify them by your word. Your word is true. They are not of the world, as I am not of this world. Tonight, it's such a great pleasure to welcome Tate Ephraim Mukou. A very warm welcome, servant of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, on Intimate Moments.
Amen, amen, and thank you for the invitation, Tatana Mashakeng. And let me also extend my greetings, my salutations and all to the family out there at home listening to us and going on this path with us. It's a very important path where we unpack scripture, where we learn more. And I think previous weeks I said, I am also a student of the word.
Right. I don't know the word.
I'm also a student. So I study the word. So let's study together.
Now, Hannah prayed to the Lord and the Lord heard her. When you look at Moses as well, he prayed for the nation of Israel. Abraham prayed as well. Moreover, when you look at the book of John, 1 John chapter 5, verse number 14, it says, now, this is the confidence that we have in the Lord, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. What is it that the Lord has laid for you, my brother, tonight, to share with the family, because we are keen. We just want to hear.
I think you started very well in the introduction. The prayers. Don't we pray at home?
We do.
We pray. And some of our prayers are silent prayers. Some of the prayers we kneel on our knees. Some of the prayers we lie prostrate on the floor. Some of the prayers we lift our heads up. We pray. But then here's an assurance. The Lord listens when we pray. God hears us when we pray. And because God is faithful, he will give us what we pray for, according, not according to our will, but according to his will. The Lord listens when you pray. And I'm going to read Psalm 90. And I'm going to read the whole of Psalm 90 from verse 1 to verse 17. It is a prayer of Moses, the man of God. And it says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. you turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning, it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days, that you may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as you have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. That is a Moses' prayer. When you know, Moses petitioned to God to say, Father, we know who you are.
Praise the Lord for that.
We know.
Praise the Lord for that.
You are the one that have created us.
You are our dwelling place.
You are our dwelling place.
Huh?
You are the one that was there before the rocks and the mountains were even formed. You were there.
I love this hymn, right? Amen.
Okay. So we went and we sinned.
Yeah.
We went and we sinned. And Father, please protect us.
I love
please
this pleading, asking from the Lord. That's what we do. You know, that's what we normally do when we go to the Lord. Protect us. Forgive us. Mm. You know that we are fallible. Please help us. But he says, before the earth came to existence, this hymn writer called Moses, you mentioned, you were there. Talk us through.
Look, Don't we know that the book of Genesis, the book of the beginning, Moses was referring to there. And we must remember that the first five books of the Bible, the books of the law, were written by Moses. Okay, so Moses knew exactly what he was writing about. Moses knew where the earth began. Where the world, where creation began. He knew that. So when Moses was referring to before the world was even made, he knew exactly what he was referring to. Because God gave him the
vision, wisdom.
The vision. Wisdom to know where all these came from. I mean, God chose Moses.
Fantastic.
God chose Moses to say,
beautiful,
when
I'm
Moses, even though you when you speak you stammer.
Yeah.
Even when you are not able to present yourself to people, I choose you to lead my people out of slavery.
My brother, I love the assurance of the Lord. Even to us sometimes we do sometimes doubt, but he would give us an assurance. I am with you. The Holy Spirit, the advocate, the standby will help you. I'm going to be with your mouth and you will speak what I said you should. Huh?
Look, who is this God? Who is this God? Last week we said he's a God that never changes his
Amen.
Word. He's
Amen.
A God that, so whatever we pray, whatever we ask for, in the name of Jesus.
Ah, come on now. Let me give it to you. Come on. Sure. Come on.
He is sure to give it to us. So we've just read Psalm 90. Okay. Psalm 90 is a solemn and majestic prayer that contrasts God's eternal nature with human frailty. Okay. This psalm is traditionally attributed to Moses, making it the oldest psalm in the Bible. The oldest psalm in the Bible. I know normally when we read the book of Psalms, we always think about David, and we think David is the one that wrote all the psalms. No. David actually authored 73 of the 150 psalms. Okay, so Psalm 90 is attributed to Moses. When Moses petitioned with God to say, Father, we know who you are. And we know when we come to you and ask you, you are able to forgive us our sins. And you are able to lead us into the promised land. So it's how do I put it? Because Moses lived centuries before David, who authored all these psalms. This one that's that we consider as the oldest psalm, we can definitely say, no, this was penned down by Moses.
I love that, my family. We are just profiling the hymn writer, Psalm 90. Mm. The servant of the Lord read it from verse 1 to the last one. And I must say that we are going to look at the issue of prayer. Mm. Why prayer to us so important?
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando all.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We love the discussion. Yo, yane, moving right along, my family, tonight. Now, we believe that the reading of the scriptures gives us hope. The reading of the scriptures gives us, you know, light. We are able to see clearly. We have received the gospel free. And whenever we pray, we shall also receive free in the name of Jesus. What is it that you are desiring from the Lord? Go into the Word. Go into your knees. I bless the Lord because salvation has brought us into this situation whereby we can accept this truth that comes from the Word of the living God. We are enjoying the forgiveness of sin. We believe that. We are forgiven. We are no longer condemned. Thank God for sending His beloved Son into the world. Atayifela. That's what we believe. and we're still going to believe that his death, his death has given us life. No wonder Hosiyesu uri, I am the resurrection and the life. And we have believed that, you know what, salvation is free as well. Believe, believe, believe. Back to the music, my family, on your favorite top gospel radio station. Let me just bring in this beautiful song by Hlengwe Mhlaba, Sthandwa Sami. Then we continue with the discussion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Yeah, we have seen how this man called Moses wrote the book of Psalm 90. And it was profiled very well. Servant of the Lord, why prayer so important? Moma pilong aruna tape lo king. Why ilibutokwa oruna na? Talk us through.
Okay. Let us go back to that psalm that we read, Psalm 90, and let's just take verse 12. Teach us to number our days, that you may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Meaning, Moses is asking God to help us live with awareness of how short life can be. When we recognize the brevity, the shortness of life, we seek wisdom to live with purpose. Okay? So prayer helps us to stay focused on what truly matters. Prayer is a way to ask God for wisdom on a daily basis. Okay? Let's go to Proverbs 3. Let's take Proverbs 3, verses 5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Why do we have to pray? We have to pray because it is who we are. We are fulfilling what God wanted us to be on earth. Okay? Prayer keeps us focused on what truly matters. Prayer is a way of asking God for His wisdom on a daily basis. And prayer is also how we submit our plans to God, okay? Instead of relying on our own ideas, on our own what we think is wisdom, we seek God's direction. We say, Father, lead us, okay? So this is what we need to do. Before we make any decision, whether it's a big decision or a small decision, whether it's in the morning and I've got to drive to work, whether it's in the evening I've got to drive from work home, whether I'm out and about, whether I need to go spend my money, I need to ask God to guide me. So prayer invites God to lead. Prayer, for those of us who hope in the Lord, we know that prayer will renew our strength. When you pray, you feel stronger. When you pray, you feel God is covering you. So pray so that you can feel stronger. There are many people that have prayed And there are many people that have found Christ through prayer. We go out there, and a lot of pastors go out there, and they pray for people that people can find who God is. And we see how many people are coming and finding God. So when we pray, we're asking God for guidance. We're asking God that he should protect us, that he should guide us, that he should give us wisdom.
John, so, the gospel.
Just like when we eat daily, we nourish our bodies.
We feed our bodies. I love that. Okay? Yes.
We must pray daily in all situations so that we feed our souls.
Let me come in. Sorry for coming.
Not a problem.
Before John, the Gospel chapter 15, verse number 7 says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done unto you." You stated categorically what prayer is, what we should pray for, and this is the promise of the Lord Jesus. Remain in me, and my words remain in you. You will be able to ask what you desire, and he will do it. Speak more about these promises.
He will give it to you.
Amen.
Let's remember, prayer is not an instruction to God. Prayer, when we pray, we don't say to God, "Father, I want you to do this and this and this and this for me." We ask him, and knowing that God has given us different talents and different purposes in life.
Okay.
We pray to submit to him to say, "Father, help me in the purpose that you've created me to be, that I may carry on with my duties." So we don't tell God, "Father, I want this." Not unlike what our children do. "Daddy, I want bread."
They tell you straight.
They tell you, "Okay, I want bread."
All right.
You know, they understand that you are a father that will feed them. You are a father that will nourish them. You are a father that will take care of them. Okay? It's exactly the same how we should trust in our Father in prayer. But we do not tell him. We ask.
Somebody said, "I am strong when I'm on my knees." You know? It was just a quote. "When I'm on my knees, I am very strong." We encourage families to pray individually or collectively. And first and foremost, we must read the Bible. Somebody said as well, we must have a family altar, but there should be an individual altar as well. And more so, Maruti, we pray knowing that God wants us to hold him at his word. In the book of Jeremiah 33, verse number 3, it says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you don't know."
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He says to you, like, the God that never changes his word says to you, "Call unto me. Call unto me, and I will keep my promise. I'll keep my word. I will show you what I'll do for you." Okay. If God comes to me and say, "Here is a dry patch, there's no rain. Here's a dry patch, there's no rain. Pray over this patch that it turns green." If you have faith enough, you will not ask God, "But Mara, God, in winter like this, you're asking me to pray to this dry patch. How can it turn green?" You pray because you know the God that has formed you.
Yeah.
Okay. Knows exactly what he's saying.
I love it. I love it.
Who did he tell to prophesy to the bones?
Ezekiel.
He said, "Ezekiel,
yeah,
do you see these bones that are so full in the valley?"
He says, I can see, Lord, I can see.
They're all scattered.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bones of skeletons that were standing in a way that you could see this is a skeleton of a person.
Mm.
Those bones were scattered all over.
Yeah.
But when Ezekiel prayed to the bones.
And prophesied.
Okay. Each bone went to its member body. There was no my arm going to Ntatema Shakin.
No.
The arms that belonged to this body came to this body.
Yeah.
Okay. From Ezekiel's prophecy. Because God has said to him, prophesy over these bones. So when we pray, when God says to us, if you want something, pray.
Yeah.
If you want something,
amen.
If you want me to bless you with something, pray.
Mm.
Okay? When we pray, we don't pray expecting that something will happen at the same time, just like it happened with Ezekiel.
I see
we
now.
We pray in faith.
Or we pray
in faith.
In faith.
We do not see what God has got in store for us.
All right.
We do not see that.
Lovely.
But we pray in faith, knowing God is faithful enough to keep his promise.
My family, I love this introduction. Why? It's not an intro. It's a going forward of what we're talking about. Why praying so important? Whatever activities that you'll be doing. And Psalm 90 is the one that we read earlier on. Mm. He says, the servant of the Lord, we pray in faith. I love that. Huh? Why faith, servant of the Lord?
Faith.
Talk us through.
How do I explain faith? I'm not going to quote.
All right.
Faith, it's when you pray hoping for something that you haven't seen, that you don't know.
Okay.
You don't know it. Okay. When you wake up in the morning to come to work.
Yeah.
And you pray and you say, Father, keep me safe on the road.
Right.
Okay. Until I get to the office. Until I get wherever I want to get to.
Mm.
Okay. You do not see the office.
Oh.
You don't see it.
Hold it there.
Yes.
Hold it there. My family, I want a nice description of what faith is. We're moving forward with Psalm 90, prayer. When we cry out to the Lord, he hears.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Welcome back indeed. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Tonight, we love the discussion. We love the word. When the gospel of Christ is preached, like the servant of the Lord is sharing, we have more understanding that, hey, it is possible to live by faith. It is possible to believe scriptures. Yeah, ne? All scriptures that are being explained by the servant of the Lord, we say amen. Amen to that. I played a song earlier on by Hlengwe Mhlaba. Wena ungiphethe kahle. More music still to come on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Now,
scripturally, we were born into sin. However, God had compassion on us. We were reconciled back to God through the death of Christ. That's what we believe. We believe that. We believe that one day Jesus will come back. That's what we believe. Right? Scripturally. And we believe in the sanctification of mankind. We believe that man can be totally delivered when he believes the gospel. That's what we believe. My family, back to the music. Back to the music. Now, I gave you a song by Mpumi Mtsweni, Sohlangane Galeli. Now, I'm playing Sisi Wines, Holy Forever. Here we go.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.